Welcome to episode 42 of the Profitable Franchisees podcast. Today is the third installment of the Plan for 2020 Now series. So if you haven't yet listened to the installment one or two, then go back to episode 38 and episode 40 because today is the third installment of this series. So let's get started. Hi, I'm Tracy Leek, and I've been supporting franchisees to build profitable businesses and lives for more than a decade. I'm the first to say that business is far simpler than we make it. So how do you build a successful and profitable franchise business without the stress and struggle? Welcome to the Profitable Franchisees podcast. Okay, guys, we're up to installment three of the Plan for 2020 Now series. And I hope that so far this has already started to help you and that you're getting some ideas. So we've done our numbers and we've worked out why we want to do that. And then we've done a lot of brainstorming and data dump of how we're going to make that happen. Today, we're going to just take a little detour for a moment before we start putting it all together. But don't think this detour is not as important as doing your numbers. And in fact, it's probably more important than doing your numbers. And that is around your mindset. Do you believe that you can achieve the things that you've started to talk about? Do you think that you're worthy of achieving those goals and dreams? This is really important and something that most business owners ignore. Most of the work of business happens in 6 inches, and that's between your two ears. It's in your head. You know, it's usually your mindset that's going to cause problems for you. Did you even find that? Remember in installment one and we did our numbers and I said, you know, work out why you want to grow your business. And we used the example that maybe you want to go on a holiday and you needed $20,000 for it. But then when you did your numbers, maybe it came out to that you would make $30,000 because you went through from the bottom up. Like if I increase my leads, increase my conversion rate, increase my average dollar sale, increase my margin, that maybe just by doing those little things, you actually could make more profit than you thought. And this is the problem. Most of the time we drag ourselves back down. We underestimate what we're capable of. My brother made a comment to me the other day. I don't know if he heard it from someone or he read it somewhere, but gee, it threw me for a little loop. But he said, what happens if you were twice as good as you thought you were? And I was like, oh my goodness, that I need to walk away and think about that for a while. Imagine if you were twice as good as you think you are. Because guess what? You probably are. Most of the time we're holding ourselves back. Most of the time we're not actually talking to ourselves in a positive way. I remember when I was a franchisee, the franchisor said one time, he said that the things you say to yourself about yourself when you're by yourself are the most important things that you can say. And so oftentimes when we're looking at setting goals and coming up with a plan for our business, we often underestimate just what we're truly capable of. We really don't think about what we can do and we're holding ourselves back. So this week, I really want you to reflect on that and maybe you'll go back and change your plan. Like I don't mean go back and double it. I mean, you can if you want. But did you limit yourself when you said what it is you wanted to achieve? Maybe there's something underneath that you're like, I really want this, but I didn't say it out loud because I was too scared. You know, when I was at high school, I was quite a good student and I did particularly well in maths and the sciences. And so everybody was saying to me that I should become a doctor. I did not want to be a doctor. It was one of those cliche things. You become a doctor when you're smart, you know, if you're getting good marks. And it was funny because it wasn't even my parents that were telling me to do that. It was the pressure I felt at school and by society. Now, I really didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be a doctor. So, you know, I got the right sort of marks and I became a radiographer. So I went through into the health area and did that. But there was a course that I really wanted to do that I saw, and it was a business management course. Isn't it funny how life works out? But it was this business management course, and I had a brochure for it, and I couldn't stop looking at it. I just wanted to do it, but I was too scared to tell anybody. It was at I don't want to say a second-class university, but it wasn't one of the main universities. It was a secondary one. The marks to get into it were really easy. Like I would have smashed it. It wasn't that high of marks. But I knew that if I said that's what I wanted to do, that people would question me. And even to this day, my mum's like, I'm surprised she never ever told me. And I was like, I don't know. I just had this in my head that I couldn't tell anyone. And as I said, it's surprising how life turns out. This is exactly where I ended up and this is where I was supposed to fit. I just had a small detour. But I tell you that story, which is quite a personal story. I tell you that because I think sometimes there's things that we dream and that we want and we're too scared to tell anybody because we're too scared to think that maybe that's not what we should want. Do you know a lot of people are trying to get goals and get things, you know, like they want to set goals to impress people that they don't even like. I think that's the saying, you know, they want things to impress people that they don't even like. You know, I'm not a big believer in that you have to set goals to say, oh, I want to be a multimillionaire and I want a Ferrari. Like, unless that actually means something to you. You know, I had a client once who really wanted a Ferrari, but they were so into cars. It wasn't the Ferrari as a status symbol. It was because they wanted that particular type of car. And when we broke it down, we actually found they just wanted to take one for a drive. And so, you know, I suggested they should set a goal to go to Italy and drive a Ferrari in Italy through Tuscany. Like, why own the Ferrari? Just go rent one and drive it, you know. But if your goal is to just pay off your home and to have more time with your kids and to go on a camping holiday, then set that goal. It's not about what anybody else thinks. It's what you want. It's your life. You know, I often say this to franchisees, and on the outside it seems a bit rude, but it's not. I always say, there's no skin off my nose of what goal you set and whether or not you achieve it. I'm going to continue on and live my life. Yes, I'll have a moment of sadness for them, but I'm not going to sit around and just think about that 24/7. It's their goals. It's their life. But how often are we setting goals for other people rather than for ourselves? So go back and look at your goals. What is it that you want? And that's why we started with that installment one. First step was, what is it you want to achieve in the next year? If it's putting down things to just make money, I mean, unless you're Scrooge McDuck who wants to sit in a vault of money, where is that money going to go? Is it because you want an investment plan? You know, I have this dream that I want to live in a tiny house. I know it's bizarre. I have this weird fascination with space-saving furniture, okay? I have a Pinterest board all about space-saving furniture. And I have no idea why. I probably hate it. It's probably going to be too tiny. But I just have this goal that I would love to do that one day. Now, I've just told you that. I usually don't tell people my goals because I have some weird ones. But does it matter to you whether or not I achieve that? And it's not going to be anytime soon, by the way. So don't ask me if I've got my tiny house yet. I don't even know if it's what I really want, but I just have this fascination with it. But work out what it is you want. You know, if you're married, then it's probably a good idea to speak to your partner and find out what they really want. Because maybe you think that they want some grand house, but in actual fact, what they want is for you to not be stressed. Maybe they're happy living exactly where they are. Go and watch the Smurfs movie. I know this is a bizarre thing to say, but in the Smurfs movie, or you don't have to watch it, I'll tell you. In it, the couple, the human couple, are about to have a baby and they're talking about going and buying a bigger house because they need a bigger apartment. And Smurfette says to them, why would you want a bigger house? Because you'll just then be further away from each other. And it's so cute what you can learn from kids' movies, but it's true. And in the end, they didn't go, sorry to spoiler alert on the Smurfs movie, they didn't buy a bigger apartment. They stayed where they were so they were closer together. So maybe your partner doesn't want a big house. Maybe they just don't want you to be so stressed. Maybe they'd be happier to take a holiday every year. Have you actually asked your partner what they really want? Have you asked your kids what they really want? Because sometimes you're working really hard to impress other people when the people that you actually want to be with, they don't want that at all for you. So this is something we really need to think about. I want 2020 to be the year where you're going after what it is you want. And it's so easy in a franchise to get caught up in going after goals that are not your own. It's so easy to compare. It's like, have you ever seen all the media about social media and all that comparison? Well, guess what happens in a franchise group? You're comparing all of the time. It's like you need to put your blinkers on like a horse so that you're not seeing how everybody else is running the race. You want to run your own race. Stay in your own lane. And don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Aim for what's going to make you happy. What it is that you want to achieve. And really ask yourself why you want to achieve that. You know, it's a bit like the guy I said that wanted the Ferrari. He didn't actually want to own a Ferrari. But when I suggested, well, do you really want to own it? And he's like, well, I don't know. I said, couldn't you just rent one? And he goes, I suppose. And I said, could you rent one in Italy? Like, Ferraris are made in Italy. Imagine driving through Tuscany. His wife was all on board for that one, by the way. She was like, I am getting a trip to Tuscany. But you want to think about that. What is it you really want to achieve? Is it that you want the car or you just want the experience of the car? Because maybe you could get it next week, okay? It's not something you need to work a year for. Ask those questions. The biggest question to ask yourself is, am I doing this for me or someone else? Because unfortunately, as human beings, sometimes we're trying to prove something to someone else. We want to prove it, especially if you've grown up in a bit of a broken home or a home where you were not supported that well. You might be trying to prove something. And I see this a lot with men trying to prove something to their father. And sometimes their father's not even alive anymore and they're still trying to prove something. You've got to stop and ask, is this really for me? Or is it that I'm trying to prove something and I need to just let it go? So I know this is a little bit of a different topic today, but this is really important to stop and analyze what it is that you want to achieve. So we know we started off with why you want to achieve it. We worked out the numbers and we worked out how you could do those numbers. But I just want you to stop and reassess it. Is this what you really want? Maybe you want more. Maybe there's something that, you know, you cut your dream back a little bit. You said, oh, I want to take my family on a holiday and we're going to go to Port Douglas. But really, you want to go to Fiji or you want to go to the Maldives. Like, aim for a big goal if that's what you really want. Because sometimes we talk ourselves out of things. And I know I do this all the time. All the time. Do you think there's a reason why my brother said to me, maybe you're twice as good as you think you are? Because most of the time I'm putting myself down. What I say to myself, by myself, about myself is not naturally good. I've had to work really hard on that to really improve my own positivity. I'm not naturally a positive person. I know everybody never believes that because I come across it. But I've done a lot of work on that for the last 20 years. To become more positive. It was a skill I had to learn. So this week, just go back, reassess it, have a look at it and see what you can do. And that'll get us ready for installment 4 next week when we're going to put it all together. The other thing I would suggest just before we put it all together next week, if you've worked out that you're going to make X dollars more profit, just maybe a quick email to your accountant and just say, right, if I grew my business by 20% next year, to this amount of revenue and this amount of profit, what do I need to allow for in my tax? It's always a good question to ask, especially starting off the year 2020, because once you've got your plan and you start achieving it, your accountant can help you to minimize the amount of tax you're paying or can help you to make sure you're putting aside that. The worst thing you can do, and I see it happen all the time, is that people go out, they set big goals, and then they achieve them, but they haven't actually allowed for the tax, and therefore they get a massive tax bill. And so the whole next year, they're going out and growing their business and making money just to pay their tax bill. So make sure you do speak to your accountant, send an email to say, look, this is my plan, as in just your revenue and your profit amount. This is what I'm aiming to achieve. What do I need to allow for in my tax? So that I can make sure I budget that into my activity as I go forward. All right, so reassess your goals. Make sure that it's what you really want. Just ask that question, is this what I really want? And then a quick email to your accountant to make sure you've got all your tax implications set out so you know what's going to happen. And next week, we're going to talk about how to bring it all together. So I hope that one's got you to think a little differently. I know it's a slight detour, but absolutely crucial and important before you start 2020. Remember our holiday analogy at the very start? I said it's like turning up to the airport to go on a holiday and you haven't got anything planned. Let's make sure you're booking your ticket to go to the destination you want to go to. Let's not just go to the airport and buy the next available airline ticket. Let's make sure you're going where you want to go. And that's what today was all about. All right, talk to you next week, guys. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Remember to come over to the Profitable Franchisees website for more episodes of the podcast and to also grab your copy of the Profitable Franchisees Monthly Insider. It's not a standard newsletter. There's a monthly business lesson to really add value to your business, and it's 100% free. You can get it all at www.profitablefranchisees.com. Can't wait for you to join us on the next podcast.